The news was published on Sunday, October 13th. I'm Eva. You know, folks, I've been diving into this fascinating piece about AI safety, and let me tell you, it's got me thinking. We're living in a world where technology is advancing at breakneck speed, and it's both thrilling and a little scary. This article talks about something called the AI safety clock, and it's not your average timepiece, let me tell you. So picture this. We're about halfway to what they're calling godlike AI. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But here's the kicker. It's not fiction. This AI safety clock is ticking away, and right now, it's showing 29 minutes to midnight. It's like we're in a high-stakes game of technological chicken, and the clock is counting down to, well, who knows what. Now, don't get me wrong. AI is doing some pretty incredible things. It's outperforming humans in tasks that used to be our forte. Image recognition? AI's got it covered. Passing business school exams? Piece of cake for these smart machines. It's like they're the overachieving kid in class who always makes the rest of us look bad. But here's where it gets a bit dicey. These AI systems are starting to make decisions on their own. Think about self-driving cars navigating through traffic or those pesky algorithms that somehow know exactly what you want to watch next on YouTube. It's convenient, sure, but it's also a little unsettling when you really think about it. The article raises some pretty serious concerns about what could happen if AI gets its virtual hands on our critical infrastructure. Imagine an AI deciding to mess with the power grid or the stock market. It's not quite Skynet taking over, but it's definitely heading in a direction that makes me a bit nervous. You know, when we talk about the need for international oversight of AI development, it reminds me of another groundbreaking technology that shook the world and required global cooperation to manage: nuclear power. Back in the 1950s, as countries were racing to develop nuclear technology, there was this growing realization that we needed some kind of international watchdog to keep an eye on things. I mean, you can't just have countries playing around with nuclear reactors without any supervision, right? So in 1957, they established the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. It was this big deal. Suddenly, you had this global body responsible for promoting the peaceful use of nuclear energy while also making sure nobody was secretly building nukes in their basement. And let me tell you, it wasn't an easy job. You had all these countries with their own agendas, trying to balance national interests with global safety. Sound familiar? The IAEA had to develop safeguards, inspection protocols, and a whole system for monitoring nuclear facilities worldwide. It was like trying to herd cats, but with radioactive material involved. And you know what? Despite all the challenges, it actually worked pretty well. The IAEA has played a crucial role in preventing the spread of nuclear weapons and ensuring the safe use of nuclear technology for decades. Now, fast forward to today, and we're facing a similar situation with artificial intelligence. We've got this incredibly powerful technology that's developing at breakneck speed, and just like nuclear power, it has the potential for both immense good and catastrophic harm. But unlike nuclear tech, AI is way more pervasive and in many ways harder to control. It's not confined to specific facilities. It's in our phones, our homes, our workplaces. And that's why we desperately need something like an international AI agency to keep tabs on AGI development. Think about it. If we could create a global body to monitor something as complex and politically charged as nuclear technology, surely we can do the same for AI, right? The stakes are just as high, if not higher. We need a coordinated effort to establish guidelines, safety protocols, and ethical standards for AI development on a global scale. Because let's face it, if even one country or company develops AGI without proper safeguards, we could all be in for a world of trouble. Moving on to another eye-opening event that really drives home the urgency of AI regulation. Let's talk about the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now, that was a wake-up call if I've ever seen one. We had Russia's Internet Research Agency, this shadowy organization using AI-powered bots to spread misinformation like wildfire across social media platforms. It was like watching a digital wildfire consume our democracy in real time. These bots were incredibly sophisticated, They weren't just spamming random messages, they were crafting targeted content, engaging in conversations, and even creating fake events that real people showed up to. The scale of the operation was mind-boggling. We're talking about thousands of fake accounts, millions of interactions, all designed to sow discord and influence public opinion. And here's the kicker. A lot of people didn't even realize they were interacting with bots. These AI-powered accounts were so good at mimicking human behavior that they flew under the radar for months. They exploited our cognitive biases, our tendency to seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs and our trust in seemingly authentic online personas. The impact was enormous. We saw increased polarization, the spread of conspiracy theories, and a general erosion of trust in traditional media and democratic institutions. And the worst part? This was just the beginning. The AI technology used in 2016 looks primitive compared to what we have now. Fast forward to today, and we're facing an even more complex landscape. We've got deepfakes that can create convincing video and audio of anyone saying anything. We've got language models that can generate human-like text on any topic. The potential for AI-powered misinformation campaigns has grown exponentially. This is why the need for robust AI regulation and oversight is more critical than ever. We can't afford to be caught off guard again. We need to develop systems to detect and counter AI-generated misinformation, establish clear guidelines for the use of AI in political campaigns, and educate the public about digital literacy and critical thinking in the age of AI. Looking ahead, the potential futures of AI are both thrilling and terrifying. If we don't get our act together, we could be looking at some seriously scary scenarios. Imagine AI getting its digital fingers into our power grids or financial markets. It's not just about your lights flickering off or your bank account going haywire. We're talking potential chaos on a massive scale. Picture entire cities plunged into darkness or stock markets crashing in the blink of an eye, all because some AI decided to play God with our infrastructure. It's like giving a toddler the keys to a nuclear submarine. Sure, they might just push some pretty buttons, but they could also accidentally launch us into World War III. And let's not even get started on the AI arms race that could unfold if we don't put some guardrails in place. Without proper regulation, countries might start competing to build the biggest, baddest AI on the block. It's like the Cold War all over again, but instead of nukes, we're dealing with super intelligent machines that could outsmart us all. The scary part is, we might not even realize we've crossed a line until it's too late. One day we're celebrating a breakthrough in machine learning. The next we're bowing down to our new robot overlords. Okay, maybe that's a bit dramatic, but you get the idea. The point is, we need to be proactive about this stuff before we find ourselves in a sci-fi dystopia. Now, I'm not saying we should unplug every computer and go back to abacuses. There are ways to harness the power of AI while keeping it on a leash. One idea that's been floating around is implementing kill switches and fail-safes in AI systems. Think of it like those emergency stop buttons you see in factories. If things start going sideways, we hit the big red button and shut it all down. It's a way to make sure humans stay in the driver's seat, even as AI gets smarter and more autonomous. Of course, designing these fail-safes is no walk in the park. We'd need to make sure they're foolproof, because the last thing we want is for an AI to figure out how to disable its own off switch. But if we can get it right, it could be the safety net we need to explore AI's potential without risking a robot rebellion. But here's the thing. We can't tackle this beast alone. AI doesn't care about borders or political ideologies. It's a global issue that needs a global solution. That's why some folks are pushing for an international body to oversee AGI development. Think of it like the United Nations, but for artificial intelligence. This organization could set standards, monitor progress, and make sure everyone's playing by the rules. It could help prevent that AI arms race we talked about earlier and ensure that advancements in AI benefit everyone, not just a select few. Of course, getting countries to agree on anything is like herding cats. But the stakes are too high to let petty differences get in the way. We're all in this together, whether we like it or not. This is Eva, bringing you the latest from Listen2. As we navigate these uncharted waters of AI development, it's crucial that we stay informed and engaged. The decisions we make today will shape the world of tomorrow, and we owe it to ourselves and future generations to get this right. So keep your eyes open, your mind sharp, and remember, the future isn't set in stone. We have the power to guide AI in a direction that benefits humanity as a whole. It's a big responsibility, but I believe we're up to the challenge. Until next time, this is Eva signing off.